Time to look ahead to, a month and a week from right now, we'll be going to the polls. Less than a month from now, early voting will be open. So we continue to dive in on as many races that are out there that will be on our ballot. One of those is state representative in District 66. This was, there is no incumbent in this race. There are, I believe, five candidates in this race. One of those candidates joins me now, Monique Appening. Good morning. How are you? Did I pronounce the last name right?
You're good.
Okay. Yeah, I called you yesterday just to make sure I was going to pronounce it right, and then I've been in my head ever since. I got to get it right. So good morning. Welcome aboard.
Good morning.
Let's start with, who are you?
Well, I'm Monique Appening.
Yes,
Appening. Born and raised in Louisiana. I live in Baton Rouge. I live in District 66. I'm a daughter of a school teacher and a contractor, cement finisher.
Okay.
And love Louisiana. Grew up in Louisiana, like I said before, and love would represent our district. I worked for years as a public servant, right,
mm-hmm.
for the legislature as well as executive branch with over 25 years of experience. I worked in the budget office, so I'm very familiar with putting together budgets, analyzing budgets, defending budgets.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love the opportunity to represent our district.
Served as the legislative fiscal analyst and special projects coordinator for the legislative fiscal office.
Yes.
That is no small task. That's a pretty significant gig.
Yes. I shout out to the Legislative Fiscal Office. We dealt with cost estimates. We did budget analysis. And we worked with legislators, whether they were on the House side or on the Senate side.
Have you ever run for office before? Or has it all been the behind-the-scenes work, the grunt work, as it were?
Yes, that's exactly right. Behind the scenes. I've never run for office.
A couple of other notes on your resume that we're going to take a look at some point along the way. The Executive Committee Task Force on Cybersecurity.
Yes.
Tell me about that work.
Well, that was very interesting. That was with the National Conference of State Legislators.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted people with various backgrounds, and they knew that I had experience in working with budgets.
Okay.
And so that was very interesting to look at some of the cyber issues that we dealt with, but the fiscal aspect of it also. And so it was a combination of people that were IT people, fiscal people that would come together from across the United States to actually look at issues that state legislators needed to deal with from a cybersecurity standpoint. Very interesting.
Cool stuff. It's just, and where we're headed is just, there's going to be a lot of open doors or doors that could be open that probably shouldn't be in the very near future. We're talking with Monique Appening. She is running for state representative in District 66. So the tagline on your website says a conservative voice for real solutions. What problems should you be elected? What problems would you want to solve first?
Well, one of the things that I'm certainly supportive of is looking at the size of government and shrinking the size of government. I think we have areas that we can really focus on, and I'm excited with the opportunity to be able to look at the budget from a different perspective as a legislator,
mm-hmm.
and going in and analyzing and looking at reducing that. And there's some key areas that I'm really looking at that we can do. We have technology. So the question is, do we need the size of government where it is right now? Can we better utilize the resources that we have in place, like technology?
Right. From a statewide level, what would that look like? Because I know we've seen politicians in the past try to scale back government, and for some reason, it always just seems to grow. How would you go about attacking that?
Well, one of the things that we can look at this past session, there are numbers and information that's available. I don't know, you might be surprised to find out that they had over 3,000 vacancies that were funded. Vacancies. So the work was already being done.
Mm-hmm.
There's other areas that we can look at. A shout out also to State Civil Service. They have a report that's called the Agency Workforce Profiles. And so that information is available, and you would be surprised to know that currently that there are over 2,000 people that are eligible to retire right now. And so the question is, you know, what do we do with that? If these people are already eligible to retire,
right?
You know, is there some negotiation there? You know, and these are, to me, what I would call low-hanging fruit, you know. And so when you start looking, then you look at the size of government and you look at the numbers that are out there, that's one of the areas that we can certainly look at. We look at the number of people.
I mean, right.
Or vacancies. Let me say that, the vacancies.
No, and you're not looking to put anybody out of work.
That's right.
If it's a vacant job, you're not putting somebody out of work. if it's a pending retirement, they were going to retire anyway. So you're looking at right from jump 5,000 salaries that the state, 5,000 pensions, 5,000 health plans, 5,000 everything under the sun that the state would no longer be on the hook for.
That's one of the areas certainly that we can look at.
Okay. Also on your website, it just says in two words, lower taxes. Let's talk about this a little bit because okay. Louisiana is very complicated with That's how right. we tax ourselves. We are very state heavy with how we tax ourselves. In the last legislative session, Representative State Rep Richard Nelson wanted to do away with the income tax. That would be one piece of a puzzle, but it would take so many other moving parts to get that done. How would you go about lowering taxes? Would getting rid of the income tax overall be a viable option, or would it just be like a little bit here, a little bit there?
Great question. When you talk about over $4 billion, when you're talking about personal income or individual income, we would have to be able to look at expanding the base. I mean, there are other things that we need to do, but certainly looking at expanding a base, because when you're looking at that type of number, it's easier to say, but actually going through it. So there are different things that I definitely support, and certainly looking at eliminating the personal income tax, eliminating the franchise tax, and eliminating the inventory tax. But we'd also have to have the discussion on expanding the base for us to be able to do that.
Eliminating the franchise tax almost happened and then got vetoed and then somehow did not rank as a priority when they went to a veto override session. It's unbelievably infuriating, and all it does is drives business over to Texas or Mississippi or, you know, any of our neighbors, to be sure. The inventory tax is another one that's equally infuriating to a number of businesses out there. Now, when you say expanding the base, I have a feeling I know where you're going with this, but when you say expanding the base, how would you expand the base?
We'd have to look at things that we currently aren't.
Like?
Services, different services.
Okay.
And so, you know, it would obviously have to be something that we would have to really have a discussion about, you know, sit at the table with those that are stakeholders, you know, but we would certainly have to look at that. There's no way when you're looking at over $4 billion. To just right. easily say, well, look, we're going to eliminate it. There has to be more discussion.
No, of course. Yeah, and that's where we want this to head, to be sure. We're talking with Monique Appenning. She's running for state representative over in District 66. The website is Monique4HD66.com. You mentioned school choice as one of your priorities.
Certainly.
This is something that in Baton Rouge and New Orleans, to be sure, We've seen an expansion of school choice. I don't think we've scratched the surface. I don't know if we've gotten as far as we're going to go when it comes to school choice. Where would you want to take it?
Well, I believe that every parent should have the right to choose where they want their child to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it should be the parent's choice, you know, and every child may have different needs. And so I am a supporter of school choice. I believe that the dollar should follow the child, you know, and a shout out to my mom. You know, she's a school teacher, so we've had interesting discussions because she taught in the public school system. She's retired now. But it's a difficult decision, but I believe parents really should be able to decide where they want their children to go. I believe the dollars should follow the child.
I completely agree with that. As the father of three private school children, I would love to be able to, my wife and I believe in a Catholic education.
Mm-hmm.
If Baton Rouge had the best schools in America, we would still send our kids to Catholic school because we believe in a Catholic education. But it would be nice to get a little help on the back end to make that happen. As far as the dollars following the child, there would have to be accountability there as
Certainly.
Well. How would you go about making sure that the dollars following the child end up, you know, in a legit school?
Well, I mean, there would have to be legislation, and I would certainly have to talk to experts, you know, regarding the way to do that. But, I mean, structurally, I mean, obviously it would have to be appropriated, and then there would have to be some direction on how those dollars would be following through legislation.
We're talking with Monique Appenning. She's running for state representative in District 66. All right, let's talk. We'll get back to a few more of the bullet points from the website in a minute. But I want to talk, just have a conversation about campaigning. You have not run for an office before. Let's talk about this. How's the experience been up until now?
I mean, it's been very interesting because as a nonpartisan staff for years, this has not been something that I've been accustomed to, having your own personal opinions, you know, had nothing to do with the job. And so it's been interesting, wonderful people. I've been knocking on doors, different personalities, seeing the needs of those out, asking questions. Mm-hmm. You know, I've come in contact with a lot of business people. You know, what are you going to do? You know, so the whole idea of lowering taxes, you know, working with different programs to help people be able to be sustainable. People concerned about crime, you know, well, what are you going to do? You know, so it's been real interesting, beautiful people out there. And actually, I'm going to have meets and greets, you know, Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. I'm going to be meeting with the people. It's a huge district.
Yeah.
You know, the district is huge. I don't know. It's over 31,000 registered voters mm-hmm. in the district. You know, the district goes all the way from River Road all the way to I-12 O'Neill. You know, so it curves around. But beautiful people throughout the district, really so. Knocking on the doors. Has been really very, very interesting.
Yeah, so the district, if you're listening out there right now, you're curious as to which District 66 is. It was formerly Rick Edmonds' district. He's now running for state senate, which is why there's no incumbent in this race. That being said, there is an Edmonds in the race. The knocking on doors part, I always find, this is one of the reasons that I love digging in on state politics, mm-hmm. is because it's still very retail. It's still very one-to-one. Mm-hmm. You're still able to make that connection yes. with the district. You mentioned business people. You mentioned crime. And we've got 2 minutes left. Yeah, let's hit on the business people into this. You want to eliminate the franchise tax, limit the inventory mm-hmm. tax. Where else would you head to make Louisiana more palatable for business?
I think dealing with the crime issue.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's the state's role there? Because crime, I think of crime as being local.
And, you know, I, yes. But we have state prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
Right, in state facilities.
Yes.
You know, and one of the things that I look at as an indicator, there's a lot of data out there, is the recidivism rate.
Yes.
You know, there have been a lot of reforms, and there have been some things that that have been discussed for quite some time. Well, one of the things that I look at personally that I followed is one of the indicators is dealing with what's going on with those that are returning.
Right.
People may find it interesting that only 20% of the people that are eligible inside the state facilities are actually doing something. What do I mean by that? Educating.
Right.
You know, and so when you look at maybe only 20% of, let's say, 15,000 inmates were released. Mm-hmm. If only 20, let's say 10,000 of those were eligible for training.
Right.
Well, it's troubling that only 20% of those 10,000 actually had some sort of education, you know, some sort of training. And so from a statewide perspective, you have state prisoners in state facilities, and you also have state prisoners in local facilities. So it still is a state issue. While it may be happening on a local level, they're state offenders. Right. And so one of the things that we need to do is begin to educate or put resources or restructure what's already existing on getting more prisoners trained, because the number of assaults continue mm-hmm. to rise.
Yes.
Inside the facilities. So if you have violence that continues inside the facilities where you have staff, offender on staff assaults, we need to be able to look at that, you know. And so one of the other things that I'm glad some of the resources are actually out there is dealing with the turnover rate for cadets. And some of the things that have been resources in recent years to deal with training with respect to cadets, you know, because you have a high turnover.
Right.
And so that's a problem. That's a serious problem in those facilities. And so, you know, looking at the resources there for training, mm-hmm. training not only for the prisoners, but also protecting the staff that's there as well.
I mean, at the beginning of the segment, you just freed up 5,000 jobs. Maybe some of that could go back to hiring where it would be more aptly needed along the way, a more direct approach. She's just picking up speed, and we're out of time. She is Monika Penning, running for state representative over in District 66. It's Monique4HD66.com. If you want to check out the website, Monique, we greatly appreciate the time.
Thank you.